Today we associate the Pilgrims with the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. However, the landing spot was a bit accidental. The story of that famous voyage, a voyage for which they gave thanks, is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Late in 1620, 102 pilgrims, as we know them, made a 66-day voyage across the Atlantic on the Mayflower. Whit Perry knows much about that journey.
What they would have eaten would have been pickled foods, dried foods, beans and peas, salted meats. They would have had what's called ship's biscuit, which is simply flour and water baked really low temperature, can last over a year in one of the barrels.
Their charter said they were to go to New York. Conditions altered that plan.
The captain of the vessel is thinking, I got to get these people off the ship before I start having people starving. We got to get things going, and I got to get back to England.
The captain did attempt to go down the coast toward the intended landing spot, but poor weather and treacherous shoals sent the Mayflower to a landing spot at today's Plymouth, Massachusetts. Captain Christopher Jones didn't just dump the pilgrims out and leave, though.
He was very patient. They had to anchor quite far out, and they kept using the ship to live on while they every day rowed in their shallop and ship's boat to build homes on land.
The Mayflower did remain offshore for about 4 months. Today, you can come to Plymouth, Massachusetts and see a full-size replica, the Mayflower II. The brightly colored ship resembles, as best as known, the original.
The reason that some of the merchant ships were decorated with different colors and things up high, what we call the bright work, was so that they were easily identifiable by other merchant captains from far away. So they wouldn't normally have the name of the vessel on them because a lot of the sailors couldn't read.
Mayflower II and nearby Plymouth Plantation help retell the story of the early settlers yet today. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.